The time has come for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to follow up on freshly roasted coffee sent to me last week by Make Decent Coffee. And they've sent me the Grand Cru, handcrafted, it says on the label, credible coffee, in inverted commas. And it is a blend. It is a blend of two coffees, a Bolivian 40% and 60% Colombian. So, as per usual, I'm going to treat it with the Coffee Mumbo Jumbo treatment, which is snipping open the bag, which I'm going to do here live. There we go. And then laying out the beans on a freshly, not ironed, but washed kitchen towel. So, here it is. Here are the beans. They look beautiful, an even roast. They're quite big in size. Colombian beans are quite big, from memory anyway. Bolivians, I don't know, probably as well. Now, I don't know what the process is of these beans. So I don't know if they're semi-washed, if they're washed, if they are pulp natural. But looking at them closely could give me a bit of an indication. Maybe not 100% indication, but the line on the flatter side of the bean, the more predominant it is that you see the whites, the more it is an indication of it being a wash coffee or a semi-wash coffee. If there is, the line is very hard to see. It's more of a pulp natural and natural coffee. Here there's a bit of both, if I'm not mistaken. So what I'm also looking for, and I always do this because it gives me a bit of indication of the roaster and of the quality of beans that roasters buy in, is, are there any Quakers? Are there any underdeveloped beans that are lighter in color when you actually take them out after they've been roasted, and if they're lighter? Well, in a 250 gram bag, there is one, two, three. That's not a lot at all. Now, have I seen them all? I've no idea. I'm running my fingers through them, but I think I've got them all. So, what is the next step? The next step is putting all these beans back into the bag, which I'm going to do. Whoops, I've got a little lovely shovel here, a stainless steel shovel. I'm putting them back, then measuring out. I think I'll start with the parameters that I've used for the other coffee that I've done this morning, which is 19 grams, leaving the water temperature at 95 at the group head. And, no, 93, sorry, at the group head, 93. And then see what it does. But I'm going to put you on pause because it's just a bit noisy. So, all my beans are back in the bag. Moving over to where my scales are. Little jeweler's scales that are very accurate. 0.01 grams is how accurate they are. I'm tearing that, putting a little paper cup on it. Whoops, no. I need to tear this properly. 0 grams, yep. And I'm going to start with 19 grams, just because I know my basket takes that well. And it's a good starting point. So what have we got? 18, this is it, 19 exactly. What I'm also going to do, but I'm not going to let you listen to this, is I'm going to put a few beans through my grinder just to make sure that there's no residue of the previous beans. Pause again for this. So, we're all in the clear. I'm putting my 19 grams of coffee, and I'm getting my Porter filter, which is in the R58. Being warm, being in the group head. So, I'm going to put this. I've got a lovely grinder. I've got the Mahlkönig Vario, which is great because you can really grind to demand, on demand, in small quantities. But I won't let you listen to the grinding. It's just too noisy. So, I've ground. I'm leveling out. And I'm tamping. Let's give it a nice, even, straight tamp. Polishing the surface a little bit just by turning, giving it a bit of a swirl. That's pretty good. Walking over to the rocket, flushing and measuring my cup. Nice little dinky cup, putting that on the scales, tearing that, engaging the portafilter, and also the timer. Let's see what happens. Okay, we're at 6 seconds, and I think it's a bit too tight. So, I'm just going to let it run but I think I need to loosen the grind just a little bit because it just looks like a very tight setting here. The flow is just a bit restricted at the beginning, which could, you could feel that in the cup, which is a bit more bitter, and it's not a good extraction, so I'm going to stop this, and I'm going to go back to the drawing board, which is just adjusting the grind. I think I'll stick with 19 grams, and I'm going to check back with you once I've got the perfect extraction, just to evaluate what this coffee tastes like. So I've gone a bit coarser by a few notches on the micro settings on the left of the Mahlkönig, but 4 notches, and let's see what that does. My glass is on my scales, it's teared, so it's on 0, and actually I should have thought of this before, and I could have adjusted the grind setting a bit sooner before pulling my first shot, because what I had in there first was the Derikocha Ethiopian beans by Small Batch, which are lighter in roast, and I always make the observation that lighter in roast just needs a finer grind. This is by no means very dark, but it's definitely darker to the eye, this particular blend from Make Decent Coffee. So, on we go. Flushing, engaging, and off we go. Let me see. Oh, well, that's much better. 4 seconds, after 4 seconds, you actually got something happening in the naked porter filter, and it's trickling down nicely. I might have just loosened it a bit too much, because, well, we'll see that. It's running just a touch too fast. We are actually on 22, 23. I want to stop it at 25 seconds, and I'm sure I've yielded too much coffee. Yep, I've yielded too much coffee, so I'm going to go finer. Put you on pause again. But actually, I'm going to put my lips to this, because what I learned the other day from a very good barista is that to evaluate a new coffee, why not do a lungo? A lungo is, in the same amount of time and the same dosing, just receive a little bit more of grams fluid, so around about 40 grams. This yielded 44 grams of coffee and ran in 25 seconds. So this would be a lungo. What it does, it just accentuates the notes a bit more, gives it an opener extraction so that you can be quite discerning. So I'm going to put my lips to this and just see what it's like. I mean, the crema was fine. It's not over, it's not under extracted. It's just a different drink and a good way to evaluate a coffee. So I was told. So let me do just that. Okay. So it's actually well balanced. It's well rounded. It's quite chocolatey. There's no fruitiness hitting you at all. It's actually very nice. It might just be that little bit too watery, but that makes sense because of the type of drink that I've actually extracted. So this is a lungo. Interesting, isn't it? But it's pleasant enough. It really gives you... Actually, now on a third sip, I can still detect a bit of fruitiness on the outside of my tongue. That's quite funny. There's something happening here. It is, I will say, very, very pleasant. But I will do just another extraction. See if I can get a yield of 30 grams, which would be an espresso, and then check back in. But it's looking very promising to make a decent cup of coffee. Okay, let's see if this is the perfect one. Ah, that looks promising. All right. It's quite thin, actually. If my eyes and my senses of my eyes don't deceive me, it's not as thick and rich as it could be. Not sure what that is all about. Okay. Right. Let's see. Let's see what this gives. All right. Okay, so we're more like at 33 grams. That's all right. And I'm going to let it cool down just a little bit. Of course, I always flush my grinder, obviously, between takes. So, now, third time lucky, yes or no? I think so. I think I made a decent cup of coffee with this. I think milk will cut through beautifully. Yes, this is for tomorrow, though.